WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers holding a hearing today on the high cost of those popular diabetes and weight loss drugs.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders decried the high list prices for diabetes and obesity drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, saying some Americans can pay close to $1,400 a month, while Brits pay just over $90.
Nearly 15 times as much as it costs in the United Kingdom.
When asked why that is, Novo Nordisk CEO Lars Jorgensen pointed to insurers and middlemen.
We don't decide the price for patients.
But he said most who have Ozempic covered by their insurance pay just $25 a month. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden in New York City delivered a message of unity and urgency at the UN General Assembly. In his final speech to world leaders at the annual gathering, it comes as Israel and Hezbollah fighting intensifies in Lebanon. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre testifying at a hearing of misuse of welfare funds also revealed he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Former President Donald Trump will make another stop in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is scheduled for an event in Prairie du Chien Saturday morning. A news release says he'll meet with local community leaders and residents to hear about the impact of immigration. It's the former president's sixth visit to Wisconsin this year. He was last in Mosinee for a rally at Central Wisconsin Airport earlier this month. A Rice Lake man is accused of a 17th OWI offense while responding to the report of a pickup truck driving all over the road and nearly hitting another vehicle. A criminal complaint says authorities found 71-year-old Mark Johnson getting out of the pickup and holding a paper bag. According to the complaint, Johnson said he drank two 16-ounce beers, but four unopened 16-ounce cans of beer were found in the bag. A preliminary breath test on Johnson came back at .147. And a bomb threat clears out government buildings in Racine County yesterday. The threat came in as an automated voice 911 call. It led to the county's courthouse and law enforcement center to be evacuated. Law enforcement swept both of the buildings and found nothing of concern. The Criminal Investigations Bureau of the County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and seasonal today, with high temperatures nearing 70 degrees. Another clear and crisp night on tap. And with patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning, it'll still be sunny and a warmer day with highs in the mid-70s. And we climb even warmer to close the rest of the week out. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 65.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, a 25-year-old woman in South Carolina said she's done with CrossFit. She gave it a try. It didn't work for her because she worked out so hard. Her arms exploded. You didn't think that could happen, did you? It's caused by something called rhabdo. Rhabdo? I think I'm totally saying that wrong. Where your muscles basically get so damaged that the cells die, it can cause major issues like kidney failure and could even be fatal. I guess I'll just keep eating donuts and not exercising.
99.7 Max FM.
like every time I hear that song, I feel like doing some crab fishing in the Bering Sea. If you don't get that joke, then you're not a big fan of The Deadliest Catch, obviously. Jay here on the midday. Happy Tuesday to you. It's 99.7 Max FM. Time for sports.
Max FM Sports.
Packers Hall of Famer Brett Favre testified today in a congressional hearing that he has recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, a brain disorder known to develop from concussive contact to the head. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Favre played most of his career before concussions were treated with the care they received in today's game. Brewers kick off the final week of the regular season with the first of a three-game series against the Pirates at PNC Park tonight. Tobias Myers gets the starting nod for the Brewers. He's 8-6 on the season. White Sox could become baseball's worst team in the post-1900 era. A loss to the visiting Angels tonight would be their 121st of the season. That would eclipse the mark of the 120 losses set by the 1962 expansion New York Mets. White Sox entered tonight's game with a 36-120 record. Monday Night Football action last night. Washington knocked off Cincinnati 38-33, and Buffalo crushed Jacksonville 47-10. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Did you guys see the premiere of The Voice last night on NBC? Michael Bublé is one of the coaches on the show this season. He actually had turned down The Voice at least 15 separate times in the past because, quote, most of the singers are better than me, and I have no place ever judging anyone. Well, he changed his tune and finally made his debut as a coach on the show last night. Prince is on 99.7 Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry. maximum hits.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the
that REO Speedwagon is calling it quits. See, it's one of those situations where they call it irreconcilable differences, kind of like when people get divorced. But in this case, the band saying sayonara, unfortunately. That was just in the news last week. It's 99.7 Max FM with Jay Roberts. We got your weather forecast to come.
Sound Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Sound Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and seasonal today, with high temperatures nearing 70 degrees. Another clear and crisp night on tap, and with patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning, it'll still be sunny and a warmer day with highs in the mid-70s. And we climb even warmer to close the rest of the week out. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, 67 degrees. 99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
99.7 Max FM. Obviously, we knew Paula Abdul from the early days as a singer and, well, later a coach or, I guess, judge on American Idol. But do you know her mostly for her voice or for her dancing? She is an accomplished choreographer who has worked with some of the biggest names in music and entertainment and has done a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Well, she's Paula Abdul. I guess she can do whatever she wants, right? Foreigner is going to the Rock Hall, by the way, coming up October 19th.
You're not shy.
She's a man.